This is Al Simpson. President Bush has just announced his comprehensive plan to combat the drug problem that is slowly eroding the quality of our society. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, George Bush's plan to fight drugs calls for spending $7.8 billion. You have ridiculed the plan for weeks before it was even announced, so now you can at least be informed as you continue to trash the proposal. But I don't think the American people will be poo-pooing this one along with you, Ted. You Democrats are already shrieking, "Not enough dole." Well, if it turns out that isn't enough, we'll toady up some more. That's a weird to hear that cry from the same Democrats who last year cut Reagan's drug money by half a bill. The president has come up with a sensible plan, and he has pledged the financial might to back it up. Most importantly, he said, we just can't rely solely on the federal government to solve this tough one. We're all in this one up to our hips. You're not dragging your size 12s on this one, are you, Ted?
Al, the president's drug strategy is a good start. It's no longer the phony war of the past 8 years, but it's not a full-fledged war either. In critical areas, we know what needs to be done, but the strategy falls short. It isn't credible to say we have a law enforcement strategy when assistance to state and local law enforcement means only one additional police officer for every two or three communities. 50% of the school children in America aren't receiving anti-drug education, yet the president's strategy will reach only another 10%. Treatment is turning out to be more effective than prosecution in stopping the violent crimes that addicts commit to feed their habit. Today, we treat only 15% of those who need help to break their addiction, yet the president's strategy will add only another 5%. We can't afford to fight another losing war on drugs, Al. Let's do what it takes to fight a winning war instead. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on assault rifles. It's time to ban them all. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.